Seychelles is looking at better ways to protect its trees and plants through new bylaw amendments and updating policies. Aimed at protecting plants not in parks, new retention measures and related penalties for unpermitted removal of trees were presented at Seychelles' May 1 regular meeting. Several trees were recently removed from Seychelles lands without permission and staff could not issue any fines because there was no path of penalties to be administered, in bylaws, a staff report in the meeting agenda stated. James Nihis, chief building official, said that there have been 20 of these incidents over the past year. There is a $500 limit on bylaw notices, which is not always enough to discourage unlawful tree removal, the report said. Nihis said that the proposed amendments would empower district bylaw officers to issue fines of $1,000 under the Municipal Ticketing Information Bylaw, and seek conviction under the Offenses Act for more serious violations of the Highway and Parking Bylaw. Caon. Alton Toth asked if $1,000 was the limit they could fine, saying, a $1,000 fine is not much of a deterrent to someone who wants a view. Nihis said that it is the limit, but that the district also has the option of fining for each tree that is damaged or removed, and for more egregious violations they can seek an Offence Act prosecution. Council asked about the value of the affected trees. Nihis explained that the value of urban trees is difficult to measure. Referencing the International Society of Arborists' evaluations, he said a healthy western red cedar, which is 90 centimeters in diameter at breast height, DBH, is valued at $75,000. He explained that the district values trees more for their aesthetic than timber value, as well as for the numerous benefits they provide, like retaining soil and improving the quality of roadsides. Council gave first reading to the Highways and Parking Amendment bylaw with Caon. Diane McLaughlin opposed. Acknowledging how many facets of the district are impacted by these bylaws, Council then referred the rest of the matter to the Committee of the Whole so it could be discussed in greater detail, with Caon. Alton Toth and McLaughlin opposed. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.